happy life till I was 10 years old. When death landed Dad in prison and our country house was sold. Lodged with a lady in her London flat so cold. Worked at a boot polish factory, labelling jars quite dull all told. Goodness only knows, I was a miserable soul. For a time I went to school, but then I found a job. As a clerk to a lawyer, oh, it made my poor head throb. I failed to be an actor, despite my loud gob. Ended up reporting speeches of the parliamentary mob. Then, as everybody knows, I started writing prose. Put my life into my books, friends and enemies and crooks. Legal bosses up the crop, in the old curiosity shop. Fagin in Oliver Twist, a factory pal, you get the gist. And although my memory's quite foggy, got Scrooge from the grave of Ebenezer Scrooge. My first book was an overnight sensation, but I drove myself too hard to enjoy the adulation. Despite my wealth, my family begged for money. I wrote of it in Chuzzlewit, which people said was funny. Didn't sell like books before, my family still asked for more. Little Dorrit is a tale about my dad in debtor's jail. While Hard Times tells my life about when I tried to leave my wife. Little Nell's death was my poor dear departed sister-in-law. And David Copperfield working in a factory. I must confess that that was really me. In my life felt shame about poverty in childhood. Wrote about sadness, suffering and fears. Also wrote about people with funny names. Bumble, Smallweed, Scrooge, Uriah Heep and Whackfoot Scrooge. Whilst writing Edwin Drood, the train crash didn't help my mood. Still I drove myself on with readings far across the pond. Died before I wrote Drood's End, sort of thing drove me round the bend. So Dickens, take her, Dickens, take a bow. And heaven knows I'm miserable now.